Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tes. We're learning Lili Nishmas, Harry Katowitz's grandfather, Reb Shmuel Chaim ben Rav Levi. Well, the Neshamas we learn for should have an Aliyah. We begin on the very last line of Ches Amud Beis with the words Esve Rav Adam Bar Masna. We have to remind ourselves what we had in yesterday's shiur before we can get into a discussion today. So in yesterday's shiur, we brought down a machlokes between three Amorayim. We had Rav, Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi Yochanan. I mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Chia, that the art scroll had spelled it with a hey. So that's just, I think, a printer's error. I was thinking about it. It's just a printer's error. And this is Rabbi Chia with an aleph. In any event, these three great Amorayim said that a person is allowed to use the area underneath the Korah. And then the other three Amorayim, also equally great, Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, Rabbi's son, and Reish Lakish, they said it's also Lishtamish Tachas HaKorah. And we had a whole discussion as to why that's true, and we won't go over that now. But that led to a question, four lines from the bottom, Boi Minei Rami Bar Choma Mirab Chista. What about if you were not Shtei Yisedos V'Shtei Kostlei Mavoi Mibachutz? If you put in some sort of a peg, and then you put the board, the Korah, on this peg, which was on the outside of the Mavoi, but right next to the Mavoi. So what is the halacha in that case? So we brought down that according to the three Mekel Amoraim, in the case of the area underneath the Korah that you're allowed to use it, Rav, Rav Chia, and Rav Yochanan, they would be machmir over here and not allow you to use it. Again, because we said they held from the outer part of the Korah, you go down, and that's a theoretical wall, pi Korah yored v'sosem, but you can't use lavud, and it's the outer part of the Korah, and therefore it's not adjacent to the wall. And that's why they would not allow you to carry in this mavi in this situation, because it's not right next to the mavi. But the machmirim, the opinion of Shmuel, Rabbi's son and Reish Lakish, Ledivre Haoser, they would say Mutter, because paradoxically, the reason that they were Machmer before, that you can't carry underneath the Korah, was because the P Tikra Yor V'Sosim is the first part of the Korah. So that first part of the Korah, when the Korah is outside, is adjacent to the wall, and that's good enough. And along came Rava, and Rava said, no, even according to these three Machmerim in yesterday's Shir, who, according to the first opinion, are now Mekel, Rabbi says they're also going to say it's no good. And the reason for that is because he says, because the Korah actually has to be on top of the Mavui and can't be just next to it. That's the Yesterday Shiur quick recap. And now we ask the question, last line, Chesam Ubeis, Esa Ravada Ramasna Lurova. Ravada Ramasna asked the Rava. Now the Girsa on the side, and Tosus Yeshanim says, this isn't the question only on Rava's opinion over here, this is actually on Rav Chissa's opinion. Rav Chissa is the one that said, Hakomodim Bein Lechayoim She'osr. Rav Chissa had said in Yesterday Shiur that in between the Lechi and the opposite side, you only need one Lechi. When it says Bein Lechayoim, it doesn't mean two Lechis. It means in general, a lechi, if you go horizontally across from the lechi was to the other wall, so that area, everybody agrees, according to Rav Chisda, is also the carry. And we discussed that in yesterday's shiur, but just the Tosfos Shonim said this isn't the question only on Rava, this is also a question on Rav Chisda. And what's the question? Rav Adam Amasa is asking over here, Haisa karaso mishucha otluya, if you have the beam, the Korah, that is somewhat mishucha, which means it's away from the mavui, it's drawn away from the mavui, or teluya, or it's high up in the air, not touching the walls. It's on a post of some sort. You can see a diagram of this in Rashi, as well as in our usual places in the art scroll on the side, in the footnotes, as well in the Pirush Chai, and other places. So this situation where it's mishucha or teluya, so it depends. If it's pachus migimel, if it's within three tfachim of the wall, when it is either mishucha or tluya, so ein tzarech lavi korah acheris, then that original korah works because of the principle of lavud. However, if it's gimel, if it's more than three tfachim, tzarech lavi korah acheris, you do have to bring another korah because it's too far away, and it must be up to the wall, and you don't have the lavud helping you get it to the wall. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Pachus Midalit Ein Tzarech Lohavi Korachares. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, the din of Lavud is up to four Tvachim. We pass in three Tvachim, like the first opinion, but Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Lavud even works up to four Tvachim. So then, if it's within four Tvachim of the wall, so then you don't have to bring another Korah, because that Korah is a good. But if it's more than four Tvachim, four or more Tvachim, Dalit Tzarech Lohavi Korachares, then you do have to go and bring another Korah. Mar says, what do we see? My lav mishucha mi bechutz. Mishucha means if it's outside the mavoi. And tluya means mi bifnim, on the inside, within the walls, but it just doesn't reach the walls. And therefore, in this situation, you see that we do apply the rule of lavud. It doesn't have to actually be on the wall itself, like Rava had said. So kasha and Rava. Rava said it has to be on top of the walls. Someone says, no, you're misunderstanding what mishucha and tluya means. Rava would answer, lo, idi v'idi mi bifnim. In both the case of mishucha and tluya, it's within the walls. It's not beyond the walls, like we wanted to just suggest now. So then how come there's two words, mishucha and tluya? So he says, mishucha means meruach achas. It's only missing on one side going to the wall. Utluya means mishtei ruchos. And tluya means it's missing on both sides. And that's mishucha o tluya. Now, obviously, why do you have to tell me both? So Gemara says, Mal the table, I might have thought, Meruach achas amrin lovud. I might have said, if you only have it on one side, then we say lovud. But mishtei ruchos lo amrin lovud. But if you have it on both sides, then maybe we don't say lovud. So kamash v'lon, the chiddush is that even on both sides, as long as it's within three tvachim, or according to Rosh Hashanah, within four tvachim, then it is considered a valid korah. And that's the chiddush over here. The obvious question is, so if lavud works on both sides, of course it's going to work on one side. So most say that this is lo zu av zu ktani. This is a style that Gemara has. Yeah, you didn't have to tell me this because this is the real chiddush, but I told you that anyway. Okay, that's teretz number one, and that's a perfectly good teretz. Teretz number two, Rav Ashi says, no, it's not that mishucha and tluya means one side lavud or two sides lavud. Rav Ashi Amar, no, mishucha v'hi tluya. It's one case. It's not two different cases. It's one case. Beichid, I mean, what are we talking about? And you can see a picture in the Gemara itself in Rashi. Kigon shenoatz shtei yisedos akumos al shnei kosle mavui. She'ein bigoveyen gimel, ve'ein biakmumoseyen gimel. Now let's look at the diagram that we have in our Gemaras, because that's one version. We'll see in the art scroll, they actually have a different version. So when I say in the Gemara, I mean in the actual Rashis that we have. And then if you look in the footnotes in the art scroll, footnote number 70 has a slightly different version. And that's because there are two ways to look at this. And both of them come out with a similar, but not exact same picture, but a similar halacha. Now, in the picture that we have in Rashi, so you see it's on an angle. It's a single hook or bar that's going to hold up the korah that's on the top. And this single hook is on an angle. Now, that angle is a horizontal and vertical component to it, right? Whenever you have a diagonal line, so there's an x-axis and a y-axis. So what this is telling us, hechidami, is that the x-axis is less than 3 tvachim, and the y-axis is less than 3 tvachim, and therefore you can apply the principle of lavud in this situation. If you look in the art scroll in diagram number 7, as well, if you look in the Pirush Chai and the Illustrated Gemara, so they have it that it's at a right angle. This hook goes up, and then it goes across. So it's not a diagonal, but it essentially is the same thing, that there's less than 3 on the y-axis, and there's less than 3 on the x-axis. So in both situations, whether you have a diagram like we have in Rashi, or the diagram like we have in diagram number footnote number 7 in the art scroll, Pirush, so then we apply lavud. That's the chiddush over here according to Rav Ashi. Mishucha tluya means mishucha and tluya in the same case, that there's an X and a Y component. Tluya is the Y component, mishucha is the X component. Mal d'tam, I might have said that you can apply one, but not both. Oh, lavud amrina, say in the X component that you apply it, but not in the Y component. Or chavud. Chavud means to come down. And you can assume that something is down, even though it's not physically down. So apply it in the Y component. So one of the two, I might have thought, oh, lavud amrinan, oh, chavud amrinan. But not both. Lavud v'chavud lo amrinan. But you can't apply both of these principles. Kamash v'lan. So the chiddush is, according to Rav Ashi, that you can apply both of these principles. Very good. That's how we learn it. Where it says, Tani Rav Zakkai, Kamei Rav Yochanan. Rav Zakkai learned in front of Rav Yochanan. Bein l'choyayim, v'tachas ha-korah, nidon ki-karmelis. That spot across from the lechi. Again, l'chayayim doesn't mean that you have two lechis there. We possibly only need one lechi for a mavui. So when it means bein l'chayayim, it means the area from the lechi that's all the way, let's say, on the left wall, going across all the way to the right wall. And l'chayayim means lechis in general. So the area bein l'chayayim and the area tachas akorah, these are two things that we've had discussions about in yesterday's share, and I mentioned at the beginning of today's share. So, nidon ki karmelis, they have the halachic status of a karmelis. In other words, you cannot carry from the mavi, which has the halachic status of rishus hayachid, underneath the lechi or korah, adjacent to the lechi or underneath the korah. That's what this Talmud, Rav Zakkai said in front of Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yochanan tells him, get out of class. Amalei, puk tani libra. Go and learn this outside. In other words, this is incorrect. You made a mistake. This is incorrect. This is a very common lashon that we use all the time. Puk tani libra. Take it outside. Go learn it outside because it's not appropriate to learn it inside because it's wrong. Bra means outside. That's why the brises are called brises, bra, because they weren't inside in the text of the Mishnayis. They're outside, and that's why they're called brises. So he told them, go take this brise outside. Why? Why did he do that? Amar Abaye. So Abaye and Rav are both going to give a teretz why. So Abaye says, Mistavra Milsa, the Rav Yochanan Tachas Akor. He says, when Rav Yochanan told him to take it outside, Rav Yochanan only disagreed with the part that he said that Tachas HaKora is a karmelis. That he disagreed with. Therefore, he told him, no, Tachas HaKora is a Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, the Mavi, which is Rishus HaYachid, can be brought something from the Mavi to underneath the Kora. So that he argued in. However, he agreed with him on the second part, Avo Bein L'Chayayin Asu, that Rav Yochanan agreed. That's Abaye's opinion. Rava says, no. Rava said, Brava Omar, Bein L'Chayayin Nami Mutter. Rav Yochanan disagreed with them both. He said, you can go and view the area underneath the Korah as a Rishus HaYochid, and the area adjacent to the Lachi is also a Rishus HaYochid. So he disagreed with him on both points according to Rava. Now, why did each one say what they did? So Rava goes first, Amar Rava, Mino Amino Lo, where do I get my idea that Rav Yochanan disagreed with him, not only Tachas HaKorah, like Abaye said, but even against the Lachi, the area that is Bein L'Chayayim. So he says, Mino Amino Lo, where do I get this from? The Chiyotzer of Dimi, Yoram Yochanan, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said over the name of Yochanan, Makom Shein Bo Dalid Al Dalid, if an area is smaller than Dalid Al Dalid Tvachim, this is talking about Tvachim. So then, in that area, Mutu Livnei Rishus Harabim, Livnei Rishus Hayochid, Likatif Olav. In such a place, you can go and put something from Rishus Hayochid onto it. It's a Makom Tur, it's less than Dalid by Dalid, so it's a Makom Tur. So Rishus Hayochid is allowed to put things on a Makom Tur, and Rishus Harabim is allowed to put things on a Makom Tur. The only caveat is, Ubuvach lo yachlifu. You're not allowed to take something from Rishus Hayochid and bring it via the Makom Tur by putting it down on the Makom Tur, and then picking it up from the Makom Tur and bringing it into Rishus Harabim. That you're not allowed to do. And you can see a clear, beautiful picture of this in the Illustrated Gemara, in picture number 61 on page 21. There are also pictures of this in the Pirush Chai. Our school doesn't have a picture about this, but it's pretty self-evident what it is. Now, that's why Rava says, you clearly see that something that is not Dalid by Dalid, such as underneath the Korah or the Lechi, adjacent to the Lechi, Bein L'Chayayim, is not a Karmelis, like Rav Zakkai said, and Rav Yochanan disagreed with him, and you'd be allowed to go and take from this Mavui and bring it to the area adjacent to the Bein L'Chayayim. That's what Rava said. Now, what does Abaye do with this? Abaye says, Hosom Bigavoa Gimel. No. You know why the Makom Patur worked? Because it's between 3 and 10 Tvachim. If it's above 10 Tvachim, it's not Rishus HaRabim. But if it's between the ground and 10 Tvachim, it would be Rishus HaRabim. But if it's within 3 Tvachim of the ground, it's called the ground. It's only between 3 and 10 Tvachim, which is recognizable, that it becomes a Makom Patur if it doesn't have its own status of 4x4 Tvachim. So that case is different, Abaye says. But in our case, where the area of Bein L'Chayayim is not 3 Tvachim above the ground, it's flat with the ground, no. He would say, Rav Yochanan would agree that you're not allowed to carry in that area. That has a status of a Karmelis. That's Abaye's answer to Rava. Now, where does Abaye get it from? That's not a proof that he's right. It's just not a proof that he's wrong. So Amar Abaye, Mino Amina Lo. Where do I get my Shita? The Rav Yochanan, in fact, would not allow you to carry in the area of Bein L'Chayayim, like Rava said you can. So he says, that's from the Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Rav Chama Bar Gurya said the name of Rav. Tocha Pesach Tzorich Lechi Acher Latiro. If, in fact, you're in the Pesach, in the opening area, and you have a Lechi over there, so you need another Lechi to be Matirit. What are we talking about? So you can see diagrams of this. In the Illustrated Gemara, it's very beautiful, clear diagrams. Page 21, diagram number 62. And the Pirush Chai also has diagrams. You can see this in diagram number 100. Now, what exactly is this? We're talking here that there's a passageway that has a depth to it, And the lechi that you originally have is at the beginning of this passageway, or that this Pesach here is beyond the lechi. And now, if you want to carry in this passageway, you need another lechi beyond it. That's what it means, tzarech lechi achil hatiro. If you want the passageway itself, that depth of the passageway to be matir, if you have a lechi only at the beginning, so you need another lechi at the end. Now, lechi teimah, this be dalet al dalet. Now, if this passageway here has, in fact, a depth to it of 4x4 tfachim, so then, now that's the girsa that we have. On the side it says, this is Rav Chama Bar Gurya, the one who just said it a moment ago. In any event, whoever it was that said this, he said in the name of Rav, Tocha Pesach, in this passageway, even if it doesn't have 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, still tzorich lechi achal atiru. You still need a lechi for it. So in other words, even if it's not 4x4 tvachim, i.e., it's like the area Keneged Bein L'Chayayim, Abaye says, you see here, it's not allowed to be carried in. You need another lechi to be matir it. Exactly like I said, Abaye holds, not like you, Rava. What would Rava answer this? Rava would say, no. Hasam de pasuach l'kanalis. What did it open up into? This is opening up not into Rishus HaRabim. In this situation, it's only opening up into a karmelis, and therefore, here you need another lechi. But paradoxically, as the Gemara will say, if it opens up into Rishus HaRabim, then you would not need another lechi. And the Gemara says, this is obviously a paradox. The Gemara says, Avol Rishus, L'Rishus HaRabim, my shari, it's going to be good in a Rishus HaRabim? Yatziva Biara. You have, Rashi says, Yatziva means the Ezroch, the citizen. He is here on the ground. V'giora, B'Shmei Shemaya, while the person who's not a citizen, he's all the way up in Shemayim. Again, this is an expression that we use in a number of places. It basically means, doesn't make sense. It's a paradox. This is essentially telling us it doesn't make any sense that if it's going into a karmelis, then it's a problem. And if it goes into Rishus HaRabim, it's not a problem. Rishus HaRabim should be more of a problem. Gemara says, no, it was exactly right the way it was. In. You know why? When you're going into a karmelis, so Abaye holds the area, Keneged El Chayim, is a karmelis. So Motzo Minis Mino, Vineyar. Until now, it's by itself. But now, when it's going into another karmelis, it finds its like, and it becomes part of that karmelis, and that's why you can't carry Keneged El Chayayim. But Rav would say, if it's against Rishus HaRabim, so then it retains its original status. And therefore, according to Rava, you would be allowed to go carry in that place. It's not absorbed into the Karmelist, because it's not going into a Karmelist, it's going into Rishus HaRabim, therefore it retains its original status, and Rav Yochanan would in fact say that you're allowed to carry in that area. We're going to see a repeat of this type of argument, where it seems like a paradox, in a moment again in the Gemara. Gemara continues. Amle Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Yoshua, Rav Huna, who is the son of Rav Yoshua, says to Rava the following, you, Rava, don't hold that Bein L'Chayayim is Aser? The At L'Tizbro, the Bein L'Chayayim Aser? You're saying that Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Mutter? That's not true. Well, Amar Rabba Barachana. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we have from Rabba Barachana saying what Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is, that Mavoi Sheritzofo B'L'Chayayim, if you have a Mavoi that the Ritzpa, like the floor, is filled with the Chayayim. In other words, and you can see this here in the art scroll in diagram number 28, and you also can see this in the Pirish Chai, in the diagrams from 100 and on, and in the illustrated Gemara in diagram on page 21, diagram number 63, where you can see that you have multiple L'Chayayim against the wall of the Mavoi, starting from the end part of the Mavoi, and then coming back into the Mavoi. This is called Mavoi Shiritzofu B'L'Chayayim. You have multiple Lechis. Now, they're all on the same side. Pachos Midalid, if they're all within 4 tvachim of each other, this goes according to the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, who said he holds that Lavud is 4 tvachim, we paskin like the opinion of the Chacham that says it's 3 tvachim, but he says this situation where they're less than 4 but more than 3 tvachim apart from each other is totally in this machlokas, but in machlokas of Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan. What is that? Because we said the Chacham hold 3 tvachim is the din of Lavud, so anything 3 and up is not Lavud, and Shimon Gamliel says between 3 tvachim and up to 4 tvachim, it is still called Lavud, it's only 4 tvachim above that you lose the status of Lavud. Now, L'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the Amar Amin Lavud that we can hold that it's Lavud up to 4 tvachim. So then, all these lechis in this situation, mishtameis ad chudu hapnimi shel lechi hapnimi. You're only allowed to carry up to the innermost lip of the innermost lechi. Why? Because all of the lechis combined together because within lava, they're all considered one and the same. So it's like you have one big lechi here, a very wide lechi. And therefore, since we hold that you can only use a lechi up to the innermost lip, so therefore all the later lechis are of no value. But l'rabbanon, the amri l'armi l'lava, in this situation where the lechis are between 3 and up to 4 tvachim apart, so then each lechi is separate. So then each lechi is no longer necessary once you have a lechi further out. So mishtamish ad chudo ha'pnimi shel chitzo. So in this situation, you ignore the first couple of lechis and you only take the last lechi and you take the inner lip of the last lechi and up to there you can carry. Now, what do you clearly see? That beyond that, in other words, in the bein lechayayim area, whether you hold that it's one big lechi or whether you hold it's multiple little lechis, avo bein lechayayim, the kuliyam oser. Both the Chachamim and Rishon Galil hold you not to carry bein lechayayim. And this statement is made in the name of Rav Yochanan, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, in the name of Rav Yochanan. So how can you, Rava, Rav Huna Bar Yeshua says to Rava, how can you say that Rav Yochanan's opinion is bein lechayayim is mutter? Here you see the Farish, Rav Yochanan says bein lechayayim is oser. No, that's a very good question. What does Rava answer? So Rava says, you know what that's talking about? The Pasuach, they're talking here about Hasan Nami, the Pasuach Lekarmelis. That's talking about this Mavi with the Ritzafo Lechayayin is opening up into a Karmelis. So that's why you can't carry. Aval Rishus Rabbim, but if you open up to Rishus Rabbim, Ma'ai, what would be the Halacha? Shari. You'd be allowed to go and carry. Where it says, really? Aval Rishus Rabbim, Ma'ai, Shari? If it went into Rishus Rabbim, you would be allowed to carry? That's, again, a paradox. If it goes into a Karmelis, you're not allowed to carry it. But if it goes into Rishus Rabbim, you're allowed to carry? Yetziva Biara, the Ezroch, the citizen, is on the ground. In other words, Rishus Rabbim, you're allowed to carry. The Giora, Bishmei Shemaya, and the Karmelis is all the way up on top. That doesn't make sense. And we're giving the same terms we gave before. Yeah, it does make sense. Because the Karmelis here is Motzo Minis Mino, Viniar. So therefore, the area, Ben Luchayayim, goes to be included in the Karmelis. But Rishus HaRabim isn't included, and therefore it's a separate entity in regards to Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you're allowed to carry up to and including the Bein Luchayayim area. And there's no stira, therefore, in Rav Yochanan. Now we turn to the Omid Beis. Now we have another teretz. Rav Ashi says as follows. Again, he's answering the question that Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, asked to Rabba. Rav Ashi Amar, Kigon, this case over here, instead of saying that it's going into a Karmelis versus going into Rishus HaRabim, he says, Kigon Shiritzofu B'Luchayayim, Pachus Pachus Me'arba. We're talking about where the Luchayayim are less than 4 Tvachim apart. However, it's B'Meshech Arba Amos, but this entire area is 4 Amos. Now, in this situation, L'Rabban Shimon Gamaliel, D'Amar Minon Lavud, coined from Shimon Gamaliel, who connects all the Lechayayim because of the principle of Lavud, goes up to 4 Tvachim. So now this is called a Mavui. It's big enough to be 4 Amos. Now earlier we had a Machlokis, whether we say a Mavui is 4 Tvachim or 4 Amos. So clearly we pass in here like 4 Amos. So all of these Lechayayim together make up a huge area of 4 Amos, or more than 4 Amos. And therefore, that's a separate Mavui, and Havale Mavui. And therefore, even if you had a Lechi up to that point, so the inner Mavui is Matir, but now you have an outer Mavui, Havale Mavui, it's a separate Mavui. It's Orech Lechi Achalatir. That's why you need a separate Lechi to be Matir. But according to the Rabbanon, the Amrei Lo Amrin Lavud, there is no principle of Lavud. If it's more than 3 Tvachim, it's only up to 3 Tvachim that's Lavud. Here it's between 3 and 4 Tvachim. So in this situation, the Rabbanon don't have a new Mavui, so therefore, Lo Tzorech Lechi Ach Latir, they don't need another Lechi to be Matri, because it's not called a Mavui. They already have a Lechi at the end of this Mavui. Now the Gemara says, Ula Rabban Shimon Gamliel, who holds that 4 Tvachim is the critical factor for Lavud, up to 4 Tvachim, Lehave Kinira Mibachotz Vishabim Mibifnim, says, wait a second, if you do have over here all of these Lechayayim combining together and have one big Mavui, but part of it, he says, is sticking out into the Rishus HaRabim. And you can see diagrams of this in the art scroll, in diagram number 7. We'll look at diagram number 8 in a moment. And you can see this in the illustrated Gemara, in diagram number 64 on page 22, and you can see this as well in the Pirush Chai, diagram 105. In any event, all of these clearly show that the last lechi, the outermost lechi, is sticking out somewhat into the Rishus HaRabim. So now the question is, according to this opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, so at least let it be lehave kinira mibachutz v'shabim mibifnim, since it's sticking out. So from the inside bubble, you can't see that it's sticking out, but from the outside, you can see that something is sticking out. And this should be a classical example of nira mibachutz. It's visible, the lechi on the outside, albeit v'shabim mibifnim, it's not visible on the inside, and that should be a good enough lechi. So why do you need a lechi achilatiro? That's the question. Shmuel says, wait a second. The whole thing here is to answer up Rav Yochanan. In one place, Rav Yochanan says Ben Lechayim is good. And then we had the opinion of Rabba Bar Chana, and then Rav Yochanan, it says you need Lechi Atel Atiro. So the whole purpose of this is to answer up to Rav Yochanan. But what is Rav Yochanan's Shita? Hawk, Yosef, Ravin, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said Rav Yochanan, that in this case, where it's Nira Bibachutz, Vishav Bibifnim, ain't no need Domishum Lechi. Rav Yochanan's opinion is that it's not good. So you bring me a question that says, oh, Nira Bichutz Vishav Bibifnim is good? No. Rav Yochanan says it's not good. So therefore, the whole purpose over here is to reconcile Rav Yochanan. He has nothing to reconcile because he doesn't hold from that. So therefore, according to Rav Yochanan, Tzorich Lechi Achila Tiro, everything makes perfectly good sense. Now the Gemara says, Itmar, we have another question. Send the Beis Medrash, Nira Bibifnim Vishav Bibichutz. This is the exact opposite of what we just said. A moment ago, we just said it's near Mibachutz, it's only visible on the outside, it's not visible on the inside. Here, the Lechi is visible from the inside, but it's Shav Mibachutz. And you can see diagrams of this in the Art Scroll, diagram number 8, or you can see this in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 107, or you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara, diagram number 65. All of them are showing the same thing. Here it's visible only from the inside, but it's not visible from the outside. From the outside, it just looks like an extension of the wall. So in this situation, what is the din? Nidon mishum lechi. It is counted as a good lechi. Okay. But the other way around, it says nira mibachutz v'shav mibifnim, the case that we started with, that's a machlokas, Reb Chiya v'Reb Shimon bar Rebbe. That's a machlokas between Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon bar Rebbe. As I mentioned the other day, these are Bali Plukta. One of them says that it is a good lechi. Our first case of nira mibachutz v'shav mibifnim is a good lechi. However, the chadamar ain't no nida mishum lechi. The other one says, like Rabbi Yochanan we brought down, that it's not considered a good lechi. Who says which? So Gemara says, tistayim, it makes sense, the Rabbi Chiya, who the amar nida mishum lechi. He's the one that actually says that it is judged like a lechi. Why is that? The Tani Rabbi Chiya, because Rabbi Chiya learned a brisa. Rabbi Chiya is now going to bring support to this idea from a brisa. It says, Kosel shetzido echod konus mechavero. If you have a wall that one side is somewhat indented compared to the other side, it's brought in. Konus is nichnas, it's brought in more than the other side. And you can see diagram of this in footnote number 12 in the Art Scroll. And in diagram number 67 and 68, we'll see in the Illustrated Gemara, and you can see this in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 110. The other diagrams there as well. In all of these diagrams, it says Bein Shenira Mibachutz V'Shavim Bibifnim, or Bein Shenira Mibifnim V'Shavim Bichutz. Doesn't make a difference which way the indentation is. There's two possible ways, as you can see in these diagrams, that the indentation is Nidal Mishum Lechi. It is a good lechi. So what do you clearly see? This is something that even if it's Nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim, it's good. Oh, this Rav Chiya brought down this brisa. Mistama, he holds like that. This time that he's the one that says nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim is good. Mor says, wait a second, Rav Yochanan milosh mileha. Didn't Rav Yochanan also know this brisa? This is the great Rav Yochanan we're talking about. Ella, what must be shmiele? He in fact knew this brisa. Losav Ella, he didn't hold from it. So just like Rabbi Yochanan knew about this brisa, but didn't hold from it, Mistama, Rabbi Chiya also, Nami lo savala, he knew about this brisa, he quoted it, but he doesn't hold from it. Where says, that's very strange. Hi, Mai, what are you talking about? Bishlam, Rabbi Yochanan, you can tell me very well for Rabbi Yochanan, lo savala, mishum hochi lo tanila. He didn't hold like it, that's why he didn't bring it down. But it's very hard to say the same thing for Rabbi Chiya. El Rabbi Chiya, i'isa de lo savala. If Rabbi Chiya doesn't hold from it, so then why did he teach it to us? So then, lama le lemisna. So from the fact that Rabbi Chiya mentioned it, mistama, he does hold from it, and therefore, the tistayim, the Rabbi Chiya, who the amar nida mishum lechi, is in fact correct. And his bar plukta, Rabbi's son, Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi, is the one that argues with this. Gemara continues and says, amar rabba bar Rav Huna. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said another statement, Nira mibachutz He says that if it's visible on the outside, but it's on the inside, it's flush, so then it's also a lechi. That's the case that we were just talking about. Now, Amar Rabba, Umosvina Nishmaisen. Rabba said that we could argue with this, however, because we have a famous Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Beis that says the following. Chotzer Kitana Shinifrasaligdola. If you have two chatzer, and we discussed this a little bit yesterday, you can see diagrams of this in the art scroll, and you can see diagrams of this as well in the Illustrated Gemara in diagram number 69. There are also diagrams in various places in the Pirush Chai as well. And he says as follows. You have this chotzer Kitana that is totally wide open to the chotzer Gedola. So Gedola Muteris, so they didn't make an Erev Chatzeris of any sort. So in the larger chotzer, they still have walls, even though there's an opening, it's less than 10 amos, so they're fully enclosed, and they can still carry. The smaller chotzer doesn't ruin it for the larger chotzer, Gedola Muteris. However, Kitana Sura, since it's fully breached from the Kitana into Gedola, so therefore the Kitana no longer can carry, they only have a three-sided enclosure, they didn't make an Erev Chatzeris with the larger chotzer, and therefore they can no longer carry. Why? Because that breach, that opening, is like it's a total doorway. And therefore, you can't carry in there any longer because it's not enclosed on four sides. However, if there was a lechi there, Vim Isa, if we in fact say, like you, Rabba Barahuna says, that Nira Mibachutz, Vishava Bivnim, so then the larger chotzer is Nira Mibachutz, Vishava Bivnim. And therefore, Kitana Nami Tishteri, the smaller one, should also be allowed because it's been Nira Mibachutz, Vishava Bivnim. So why not? So Gemara says, Amar Zeira, you know, why not? Zeira gives terrace number one, Benichnosin Kosli Kitana Ligdola. And you can see this in the bottom diagram, diagram number 18, that the smaller chotzer has its walls going somewhat into the larger chotzer. You can see this in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 113, and you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara as well in diagram number 70. Now Rashi explains over here, b'nechnas in kosli ketana, it's about 10 lines from the bottom of the Rashi's, ubolt in l'sol chidola, those walls from the ketana extend into, as all these diagrams show, into the larger chotzer, b'shtayim v'gimel amos, it goes in two or three amos. The Hanach Gifufe de Pashulu Migdola Sha'omdin Meachori Pirtsa Saktana Nirin Shalome also Kosalhi. Now, what would have been the Lechi is not considered a Lechi anymore because it extends in too far. That's Teretz number one. Mara says, not so fast. Velema Lovud Vitishtri. Why don't we apply the rules of Lovud over here and say that from the extending part of the small chotzer into the large chotzer to the wall, so that we fill it all in because of the principle of Lovud. If it's within three tfachim, so we should be able to fill it in. So Mara says, "I v'chitema de miflige tuva." Oh, you're going to tell me because it's further away than three tfachim, but that's not true. Vatani Ravada Baravimi Kamed Rav Chanina. Ravada Baravimi says the name of Rav Chanina that in this situation, what are the sizes of the chutzeros? The Kitana was be Eser. The Kitana is 10 Amos, because it's feminine word, so it's Amos. And Gedola be Achasisre. And the larger chutzer is 11. Now, that's a very specific number. So it's one extra Amma. So if we're assuming that it's flush right in the middle, so then you're going to have three Tvachim, there's six Tvachim and an Amma. So you're going to have three Tvachim to the left, and three talking to the right. So there'll be a perfect Lovud on both sides. So Gemara says, Amar Ravina, no. You know what we're talking about? Mimuflogin mikosel zeh bishnayim, or mikosel zeh bedalet. You have to add Ravina on to the terrace Rav Zera gave. So Rav Zera said they go inside, and Ravina says, granted, it's 10 and 11, so there's a room for three tefachim on one side, three tefachim on the other side. It was perfectly down the middle. Ravina says, no, it's two tefachim on one side and four tefachim on the other side. And as a result, you don't have lovud on both sides. You can tell me, well, you don't need lovud on both sides. You only need lovud on one side, and you only need one lechi. V'leim lovud meruach achas v'tishtri, and let lovud be working on one side, and that should be enough. Why do I need it on both sides? Scorer says, no, you need it on both sides because it's Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe, the Omar, Bo'inon, Shnei Pasin, you need a Pasin, like a Lechi. We'll learn a little bit about Pasi Biros, but essentially it's talking about a lechi. We'll learn about that in tomorrow's shiur a little bit in the upcoming shiurim. So Rabbi says you need two lechis. The Amar Abayinu Shnei Pasin. Where do we see that he said that? It's a brisa, the Tanya. Chotzer, according to this brisa, the Tanakama holds that a chotzer niteres a pas echad. Just like a mavui can have one pas, one lechi, so too a chotzer is. But along comes Rabbi and says, no, Rabbi Omer Bishnei Pasin. Rabbi says you need to have two pasin, and here you'd only have one pas because you've have four and two, so the two is good, but the four is not good, and therefore it's not good according to Rabbi. And that is the teretz why we don't say this is a situation of nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim. With that, we conclude today's share.